Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Standing by its new national security law that took effect June 30th, China has continually pushed back against countries who've criticized the measure and is now raising the stakes with Canada for its role in providing refuge for Chinese residents who flee to the North American country. The Chinese ambassador to Canada warns the Trudeau government not to grant asylum to Hong Kong. Ambassador Zhang Peiwu branded pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong as violent criminals and said if Canada grants them asylum, that amounts to interference in China's internal affairs. Canadian Foreign Minister François-Philippe Champagne called Zhang's statement, quote, totally unacceptable and disturbing. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday it was now time to prepare for a no-trade deal, Brexit, unless the European Union fundamentally changed course, bluntly telling Brussels there was no joint point in talking anymore. A tumultuous no-deal finale to the United Kingdom's five-year Brexit crisis would sow chaos through the delicate supply chain that stretches across Britain. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a strong call to save the last existing nuclear arms control pact between his country and the United States, proposing to extend it at least for 1 year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The news comes amid conflicting signals from Russian and American diplomats about the fate of the new START treaty that's set to expire in February, unless Moscow and Washington can agree on an extension. Now in Putin's statement, he suggests the new START has worked, playing a fundamental role of limiting and containing an arms race. He adds Russia is proposing to extend the existing treaty without any conditions for at least a year to allow for substantive talks and emphasizes Moscow is ready to discuss the new weapons it deploys in future arms talks with Washington. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. A Berlin court Friday suspended an order for bars and restaurants to close from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., finding that, quote, it was not apparent, end quote, such a measure could help fight coronavirus. Ruling on a case brought by 11 restaurant owners, the administrative court noted new infections in Germany currently stem from private gatherings of family and friends at community facilities, meat processing plants, religious gatherings, or in connection with travel. The court ruled closing food and drink establishments was therefore a disproportionate encroachment on the freedom of the industry. Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin left a European Union summit Friday to self-isolate as a precaution after attending a meeting this week with a Finnish MP who has since tested positive for COVID-19, the government said. They said in a statement the prime minister has, quote, asked the Swedish prime minister, Stefan Löfven, to represent Finland during the final meeting, end quote. Marin will return to Finland where she will be tested for the coronavirus and then will self-isolate at the prime minister's residence in Helsinki, the statement said. Coronavirus cases are on the rise in 44 U.S. states. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Many of the biggest surges have occurred in the Midwest and Great Plains, where there has been a resistance to wearing masks and other precautions, and where the virus is considered only a big city problem. According to Johns Hopkins University, new cases in the U.S. have increased in the past 2 weeks from an average of about 40,000 a day to an average of more than 52,000 a day. Deaths are climbing in 30 states, but responses to the surge in the hardest hit states have varied from raising the risk level to doing nothing. I'm Mike Hempen.
Hopes that Pfizer could apply for a U.S. emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine in November helped soothe financial markets shaken by fears the resurgent coronavirus pandemic may undermine a fragile economic recovery. Wall Street futures jumped back into positive territory and European stocks accelerated gains when the U.S. pharmaceutical group said the regulatory filing for the vaccine could come as soon as safety data is available in the third week of November. A high-level donor conference will take place next week for Africa's crisis-wracked Sahel region, where conflict and climate change and now COVID-19 have plunged millions into hunger, the UN said Friday. The conference will be hosted by Denmark, along with Germany, the European Union, and the United Nations. It aims to, quote, instill a much more acute sense of urgency among policymakers about the situation in the central Sahel, the UN humanitarian agency said. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.